WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill before you hit the hay. I'm your host, Dick Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all desperately need. Taming that restless monkey mind. Ever get the feeling like your thoughts are on a runaway roller coaster? One minute you're conquering Mount Everest, the next you're plummeting into abyss of existential dread. Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But hey, don't worry, because tonight we're diving headfirst into mindfulness techniques, those super cool tools that can help you quiet the mental noise and finally catch some zzzs. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a Zen master overnight. This isn't some mystical journey to enlightenment, though hey, if that's your thing, go for it. We're just talking about simple, practical techniques you can sprinkle into your evening routine to chill out and prepare for sleep. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is your personal volume control for the mind. You get to decide how loud those thoughts are and when they need to take a break. So, let's dive in. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you turn down the mental racket and finally catch some serious shut-eye. Number 1. Breathing exercises. You might think this is basic, but trust me, it's like magic for your mind. Try taking 5 slow, deep breaths. Inhale through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat that a few times and watch as those racing thoughts start to settle down. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental whirlwind. Next up, body scan meditation. This one is all about paying attention to each part of your body, starting from your toes and moving all the way up to your head. Notice any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure, and just acknowledge them without judgment. It's like giving yourself a full body mental massage, releasing tension and promoting relaxation. Now, for number 3. Guided imagery. This is where you use your imagination to create a peaceful scene, pictured yourself on a beach, in a forest, or anywhere that feels calming and serene. Focus on the details, engage all your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, feel? This can transport you to a state of deep tranquility, leaving those worries behind. Number 4. Gratitude practice. Take a few moments to think about things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a delicious meal, a sunny day, a loving friend, anything that brings you joy. Focusing on the positive can shift your mindset and leave you feeling more content and peaceful. Finally, number 5. Limit screen time before bed. The blue light emitted from our devices can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. Aim to put away those phones and laptops at least an hour before bedtime. Instead, read a book, take a warm bath, or do something relaxing that doesn't involve screens. Let me tell you, I've been there. The other day, I was having one of those the world is ending type nights, stressing about deadlines, work, the whole shebang. My brain felt like a popcorn machine going full throttle. But then, I remembered these techniques and decided to give them a shot. I did a few deep breaths, visualized myself on a deserted beach minus the pesky tourists, and even jotted down a few things I was grateful for: my amazing dog, a killer cup of coffee that morning, you know, the essentials. And guess what? It actually worked. My mind finally calmed down and I drifted off to sleep like a baby. So remember, folks, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. It's about being present, acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and giving yourself permission to just be. These techniques are your secret weapons against the mental noise. Use them wisely and you'll be surprised how much calmer and more peaceful you feel. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite mindfulness technique? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little more calm in their life. Until tomorrow night, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.